Short Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon, host of the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I know you've been waiting with eager anticipationness for the weekly challenge. Yeah, it's supposed to be out on Sunday, but it just keeps sliding back. Got a visitor here, don't want to wake her up. So, now that we've waited long enough, I guess we should choose what the topic is this week. No, the topic is choose. Got chosen by the winner of the previous week. I thought I was being cute. Come on, give me a break. By the way, this is also being recorded on a new boom microphone stand. Same microphone, different stand, also got a pop filter. And I'm recording this in mono, so hopefully it sounds a little better, maybe a little sweeter. So, who goes first this week? Let's see who went first last week. Check the polls. Wow. Anima Zabaleta. Congratulations, Anima. I guess we'll find out about your story here. Oh, and if you're wondering about these people that are reading the stories, check the show notes. Until then, let's get started.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 194. Nothing to wear. Melly, don't forget, state dinner.
What just happened there? Oh no, it's only about 264K. Oh no, it got cut off. Oh dear. I'll read it for you. Melly, don't forget, state dinner tonight. I know how long it takes you to choose. She had forgotten. What to wear? The blue dress? Yes. It conveyed a sense of serenity and quiet elegance, very important at formal functions. Francisco would do her hair and makeup. Panic! Shoes! Surveying the closet shelves, she furrowed her brow. No, she simply could not bear to wear anything as old and outdated as what she saw there. Edwaldo would need to make her something fresh and fantastic. Double quick! That settled. Imelda called in her assistants and started making arrangements.
Ha! Ha!
You thought I couldn't wing it. I was totally caught off guard there. Did something say wrong, Anima? I know you can... I'm not angry or anything. Just, you know, what happened? Oh, dear. I should really check these during the week when they come in. But I'm really bad about that and spend a busy week and work sucks. And it was a 5-day work week for me. I know everybody else has those, but when you come off the holidays... All right. Thank you, Anima. You can check out the text of her story in case you can understand what the hell I said at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Let's continue on. Mick Bourdais with some other Scotland. No, not that Scotland. The other one. No, not just some other Scotland. That other one. That one right over there. Not this one over here. No, it's that one over there. I should just shut up now. Take it away, Mick.
This is Mick Bourdais from the Some Other Scotland podcast with my story for the 100-word prompt, Choose. It's called Lesser Evils.
What's it going to be, pal?
I desire something to eat. Can you recommend a dish? Charles asked.
Well, there's no dishes here, bud. This is a chippy, not the bloody Ritz. We're about to close, so it's haggis or pizza, that's your lot.
Charles took a moment to consider the limited choice.
Pizza, please.
The deep-fried pizza handed to him, wrapped in newspaper, bore no relation to the peasant fare he had once enjoyed in his youth. He sunk his teeth into the crispy disc, warm fat pouring down his chin, thrilled by the assault of flavours and textures.
Good choice.
Cool. I want to live there. Thank you, Mick. And welcome back. Don't be such a stranger. No, please don't leave me with these crazies.
Sometimes they just send about 10 seconds of their story and then... Where did it go?
It was my fault, wasn't it? It was me. But then why weren't others lost? I don't know. I'm just so confused. Anyway, Beth's in the other room. She's watching a thing on the History Channel about avalanches or dangerous roads or something. She's having a good time. She's having a good time. Hold on. This is remembered. Sometimes I fix the spelling when y'all send. I mean, oh my god, I got to get the story of a deadline and all that. And, you know, just little squigglies and boom. Done. So here's the story by Norval Joe.
Hi, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 194 with the prompt of choose. Now, I live in Northern California, and I'm sure it's similar to what Lawrence faces there in Texas, where 50% of the population of my town is Mexican. I kind of wanted to do a play on the shoes that these people wear on their feet, but I couldn't think of anything really funny to say, so I went with a different story. So here's my story. The mountain man stood knee-deep in the powdery snow. The pass through the mountains was still another 3,000 feet above him, and the day was rapidly reaching its end. He hated it when he had to make a decision with no obvious best choice. For example, should he continue up the pass and hope to find a sheltered place to spend the night, or stop now and find a place to conceal himself? He heard the dogs getting closer and remembered the last choice he had to make. Should he kill his wife, or only the man in her bed? Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
I love that story about Mexicans and their chews. No, really. I like that one. That was cute. Thank you. And by the way, it's actually... it's a mix. It's like 30% white, 30% black, 30% Hispanic, 10% Asian... with a mix of Pakistani nutcases in Houston. They really are.
They're crazy. Get them in crazy land.
No, actually, they're quite nice. Amir is awesome. I haven't seen him for a while, though.
Maybe he's in the crazy labs.
No. Actually, he is kind of crazy, but he's cool, too. He's crazy cool. He's like Tom Cruise, in a way. Except swarthier. Anyway. Next up is TJ. Now, TJ, it's 100% white from, well, snow. Why? It's North Dakota. Don't you know? Never mind. Here's TJ.
Hi, I'm TJ. I am from North Dakota, where, Lawrence, we don't eat dirt. We do have to keep our strength up, though. We got down to minus 33 degrees the second in Fargo, and it hadn't actually gotten that cold on that date since 1885. We weren't even a state yet. So, anyway, this is my 100-word story. It's called Choose Your Own Ending, 100-word style. Enjoy. Jane sat outside or inside a bar or coffee shop and drank espresso or beer. Suddenly a Porsche or Lamborghini swerved to the curb and the driver waved to her. It was Dale, her husband or boyfriend. She hopped in and they drove off, or she waved him away, choosing to stay with her new friend Michael. A motorcycle pulled up next to her, driven by her sister, eyes flashing adventure. Jane hopped on back, and they rode away laughing. Or Jane's nails dug into Dale's arm. Or Jane sipped her beverage and felt the poison take effect. What happens next?
That story was great. Wonderful. Thank you, TJ. I
Should have just asked for the effect, but no time! We've got to get this story out! We've got to get this show on the road! Next up is Justin. Space Turtle.
Meow. Space Turtle! Justin Lowmaster here with my 100-word story for the topic of choose. Charleston choose? Would you rather? That's how the new justice system works. If you're convicted, you have two choices of punishment. They did it to reduce the prison population. Many times, prison isn't even a choice. In fact, since they broadcast the results, it generates revenue with advertising and premium content sales. Some crimes get more viewers, since the punishment always has to tie to the crime. Robbers normally have to give up their own possessions. Murderers frequently die. My favorite? Liars. Why? The judge can lie, saying any punishment they want fits the crime. Judge Simon always picks the best punishments.
Judge Simon always picks the best punishments. Yes, he certainly does. Guilty, guilty, guilty. All of you are guilty. I'm sentencing you to, you'll have to, dermabrae my toes.
Thank you, Justin. How does this sound? I rotated the microphone a little. I'm going to just remount it again. And now I've got the metal flanky. Sorry about that. Let me just sip of water. Yes. I'm going to have to experiment with this a little. Now, a professional would insist on getting this all tuned and properly set up. No, not me. I just have the swing arm, the boom, just right across. I have the pop filter. I probably have the pop filter backwards, knowing my luck. You know? I've got to rearrange that. Here we go. How's that sound? Probably sucks. Oh, well. Next up is Zachman. I don't know if he has his... let me see. Did he send one in?
Come with me. I want to take you to my new special place. I found this little shop a few weeks ago and want to treat you. You will not believe this place. There are so many choices here that I have trouble making up my mind when I order. I may have let people go ahead of me in line to have more time to choose. I cannot believe I take you here with thousands of tastes, colors, and sensations. The best ice cream store in the world, and you choose to order plain vanilla.
Hey, how does the midget sound with this new boom mic? It's the same microphone, really? I need to get one of those, what are they called? Yetis. Oh, and I've got a storytelling gig west of Ireland tomorrow, so which means I don't have the cables for it. I have one connector, but I need one cable, a mini to a mini. So I need to go get a mini to a mini, then I'm going to record some loops in the iPod, put those into the mixer, and then do the storytelling that way. So we'll see how well that works. Next up is Steven the Nuclear Man. He knows how to tune his mic much better than I do.
I actually have a second story this week, but I'm going to post it on Wednesday to my blog. That's ideatrash.net. So I look forward to presenting that to you. And I hope you like this version that I've got for you today. She lays in the motel bed with him, afternoon sun hot on bare skin. Two rings lay on the nightstand. Hers is a frilly feminine one her husband chose. His is a thick, simple, plain band. He told his wife what style of ring he'd wear. He didn't make a decision on his own after that. Not until they met. She kisses the rough stubble on his cheek and wakes him. She carefully does not say, refuses to say, time to go. They kiss, and they dress, she will leave her ring on the nightstand and wonders if he will.
Ooh, that one was good. I wonder what the other story is going to be like. Tune in Wednesday to IkeaTrash.net to find out. Thank you for that teaser, Stephen. Dude, folks, and if you have more than one story, and you just want to send in one story and tease another story at your own site, go ahead and do it, just like Steve did. That's cool. I like that idea. Maybe I'll, like, come up with a story one of these days, and not just let Planet Z1 do one, and then say, ooh, come to my... Wait, you already come to my site. What kind of stupid dumbass am I? Oh, well. At least Steve's got his own site. I don't have my own site. This is my site. I'm confused. I'm just going to let you listen to Jay Radimus. Hi.
Good morning. This is Jay Radimus for this week's weekly challenge number 194 for the topic of chews. And my story is entitled, What a Jerk. Hell, everyone's got their own version of it. We've heard of the Greeks' underworld with Hades, a multi-headed dog, and the river of overwrought music. Christians and Muslims have the fiery bowels of hell itself. There's enough ambiguity, Christians have added variations on the theme, like purgatory and outer darkness. Jews have a metaphorical pit of guilt and shame. Buddhists and Hindus have a sort of waiting room for punishments before coming back to Earth to take another crack at nirvana. Not even close. It's an eternal game of Zabmondo with literal consequences. Choose carefully. That devil's a bastard. Literally. Well, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
You know, I was born in Zabmondo, Indiana. Eh?
What is Zabmondo? Zabmondo is kind of cool, though. Can we all play Zabmondo? If I go to Zabmondo.com, is there a game there? Yeah, yeah, by Hasbro? Does it involve tiles? Can I beat Sarah Kay at it? I just beat her at my first Scrabble game on Facebook in over 2 years. Dude! Dude, I'm beating on women! Ha ha! Okay, I shouldn't boast about that. I should have let her win, because now she's going to shoot me. Or Frank's going to hit me with a rake. Or both. Shoot me with a rake. I'm just going to get the hell out of the way and let... Oh, my God. Ari Gaffer? Since when? Is he here? Is he frozen? Put him in the microwave and thaw him out.
Ari here with a submission for Weekly Challenge 194. He had to pick a fork. One led to prosperity and the other to despair. But which led to what? There wasn't time to waffle on the matter. Now required a committed action. But how to decide? No telling one from the other. This is important. Doesn't this raid a vision or insight? A clue? Damn, not a clue in sight. Maybe from the view of others? No good. No sight there. Just fog. Mind-numbing fog. Let go. With that, he removed the barrel from his mouth. The 18-wheeler skidded to a stop with 2 feet to spare.
Oh no, where did we put all the clues? Oh no, we gotta find all the clues. No. Oh wait, 18-wheeler skidded to a stop with 2 feet to spare. Ooh, that's just like the thing that Beth is watching on TV. Yeah. Oh wait, I'm getting silly again. Okay, well, let's just get this going here. I know y'all have been waiting, like, extra day. Okay, Ishtar has returned. Yes, that Ishtar. Ooh, butterfly, kitty, eel, bondage, whatever. Okay, so here's Ishtar from Urbanity, and the link is up in the show notes. Ishtar's Kiss came out with some new boots today, so check those out. And here is Ishtar.
I don't want to make this decision, this choice. If I do, then it will be my end. Is it my depression driving a spike in my brain? Purposely making me insane? Everywhere I go, I see him. I just want to hold him. To touch him again. The bullets in my gun are calling me. Choose. Choose. 1 minute you're here, the next you're with him again. Choose! The seduction of this depression is so sweet. Mike is driven further. The hammer click is so divine. Choose. Again, that word. I see the light. Click, 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 click. Misfire.
Aw, I love happy stories. Okay, what's the deal, Ishtar? Are you okay? Are you trying to write the story of me putting the gun in, you know, we'll talk about this later. Over ice cream. Okay, maybe not ice cream. Steaks with A1 steak sauce. Delicious. I don't think I've eaten A1 steak sauce in over 10 years. I drank a whole bottle of it once. Man, that was just, ugh. But at least if you drink it fast, you don't have to taste it. Next up is Katharina with some lovely smut. No, no, no. Actually, it is.
Come on, would you ever choose one?
He was exhausted. But I don't know whether the red or the black one looks better.
Darling, you look fantastic in both.
Not helping.
Okay. Take the black one.
Why? What's wrong with the red one? Her voice sounded worried through the half-open bathroom door.
Just put one on already. I can't bear to wait anymore.
All right, I'm coming. She stepped out into the bedroom with her black lingerie. With a quick move, he was on his feet, unhooked the bra and panties, and sent them flying.
Looks better on the floor anyway.
He smiled widely.
Yes, we've earned our explicit tag. Oh, with Adam West style joy do I raise my arm in the air, pumping my fist every second. Thank you, Katharina and Anonymous Man, although you did sound slightly familiar. Finally, we end this week with the real reason why it took so long. No, not because of Beth. Because of Planet Z. I should say that more emphatically. Planet Z. Everyone, say it with me. Planet Z. If you would like me to say Planet Z on your podcast, don't. Don't start. You don't want Planet Z. No, stop the podcast now.
Ash was hungry and too lazy to go to the grocery store. So he looked on his Pokemon shelf, trying to decide what he'd have for dinner. He eventually decided on his old entry-level fighting friend, Pikachu. Throwing the ball to the ground, he watched his favorite yellow lightning rodent explode with joy. It stared up at him with loving, beady eyes. "I choose you, Pikachu," said Ash. And he put it in the microwave. Bad idea. The microwave started to spark, and the lights went out. Smoke poured from the kitchen. Ash pulled out his phone and ordered pizza.
That's it for this week. What was that? 11, 12, 13, 57 stories about chews. Anima, what happened? What happened, Anima? What happened? You've probably given up by now and you're hiding in the closet weeping, but don't. Don't come out. Come out of there. Tell me what happened. But while I'm waiting for you to tell me, just remember, the text for the stories are at the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's site, including Steven's Idea Trash, where his other story is going to be. You want to vote on that one? Okay. Vote over there. His one story poll, it's going to win, as if he doesn't win over here all the time. It's okay. He wins, he wins. It's all right. In addition to all that, a poll so that you can decide who wins. Didn't I just mention that? There are no ads on the site. There are no sponsors. No shoe trees, no doorknobs, no Venetian blinds. No nothing, really. Just a blank page. Why am I telling you to go there anyway? So that's it for this week. The topic for next week, I don't remember what the hell it is. I posted it on Sunday, but whatever. Just look over there. Whatever. It's not like, you know, you write this story on something. Steven's already turned in his story for the week anyway. So, yeah, you're all going to lose. Steve's going to win. Why bother? No, really. What? You feel like you can defeat the champion? Well, try. Try if you can. Alright, enough muckery. I'll see y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening and putting up with this horrible arrangement of microphone and pop filter, but I can go pop, 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 and ba, 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 ba. Man, I don't see any spikes. I should have gotten one of these 4 years ago. Oh, and congratulations to Leo Laporte and Dick DiBartolo on their wedding. Just kidding. They just joined the 1,000 episode club. Of course, I'm in the 2000 episode club.
Yeah, eat my dust!
See y'all next week. Until then, thank you for listening. And, as always, keep it brief. Closing.